Welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the podcast that unboxes the secrets behind the containers that hold, well, everything. I'm your host, Alec, and today we are diving deep into a topic you've probably seen a thousand times, but never really thought about. To help us do that, we have an absolute expert in the studio. Please welcome Melody. Melody works in food merchandising, which means she's on the front line seeing what makes customers grab one product over another. Melody, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Alec. It's great to be here. I'm excited to get nerdy about plastic containers.
That's the spirit. So our big topic today is a clash of the titans in the supermarket aisle. Ripped-walled versus smooth-walled packaging.
The great debate. It's a bigger deal than most people think.
I believe it. So let's start at square one. For anyone listening who's now staring at their lunch container in confusion, what exactly are we talking about when we say ribbed wall?
Okay, so picture a classic container of cookies or maybe a tub of potato salad from the deli. See those raised lines or grooves running along the sides? That's what we call ribbed walls.
Right, the little ridges.
Exactly. And for a long time, I think most people, myself included, before I got into this business, just assumed they were for decoration or maybe to make it easier to hold.
That's literally what I thought until 5 minutes ago. For grip.
A common misconception. But their primary purpose is actually structural. Those ribs are engineering marvels in miniature. They add strength and rigidity to the container.
Okay. Engineering marvels. I'm intrigued.
It's true. Manufacturers can strategically place these ribs around the walls and corners. This allows them to use what's called a lighter gauge plastic. Basically, it's thinner, without the container collapsing or bending when you stack them or fill them up.
So it's a way to make a thin piece of plastic act tough.
Precisely. It prevents that dreaded buckling. And you'll notice the ribs are usually along the edges, leaving the top totally clear. This creates a sort of window so you can still see the delicious food inside. It's a classic design that balances strength and visibility.
A window to deliciousness. I like that. So the main takeaway is that these little ribs are doing some serious heavy lifting.
They really are. And that leads directly into their biggest advantage, structural integrity without needing extra material.
So it's about efficiency.
Absolutely. You get a strong, reliable container while using less plastic. For retailers and suppliers, that translates directly into cutting cost. It's a budget-friendly choice that doesn't compromise on performance. The classic less is more scenario.
Less plastic, less cost. That makes a lot of sense from a business perspective.
Mm-hmm. And it also has a huge sustainability angle.
Oh, of course. I didn't even think about that.
It's a major factor. When reducing plastic use is a priority, ribbed walls are a fantastic tool. Because the ribs make the container sturdier, a smooth-walled container would need much thicker plastic to achieve the same level of strength. So in many cases, ribbed containers can be the more sustainable option.
Wow. So those humble little ribs are actually eco-warriors?
In a way, yes. And finally, there's their proven reliability. These designs have been around forever, especially in the bakery section. Think about cakes, muffins, pastries. They are almost always in ribbed containers.
That's true. I'm picturing a grocery store bakery right now.
It's a design that has shown time and time again that it works perfectly for protecting those delicate items. It's a classic case of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay, so they're strong, cost-effective, sustainable, and reliable. This feels like an open and shut case. Why are we even having a debate? What's the catch?
The catch, Alec, is all about presentation, aesthetics.
Ah, it always comes down to looks, doesn't it?
In retail, it often does. Despite all their functional benefits, those ribs can get in the way of seeing the product clearly. The textured surface can obscure the view, and that can diminish the food's visual appeal.
The buy with your eyes principle. If you can't see it well, you might not buy it.
Exactly. And that ties into the second limitation, perceived value. Rightly or wrongly, consumers tend to associate ribbed packaging with budget-friendly, value-oriented products.
Okay, I can see that. It feels more functional, less luxurious.
Right. Smooth, sleek, modern designs are what people link to higher quality or premium offerings. So a ribbed container might suggest value, not indulgence.
And that's where the smooth-walled containers make their grand entrance, I presume.
You got it. Retailers are definitely noticing this shift in consumer preference. Many are now asking for fewer ribs or for them to be removed completely.
So what's driving that? Just a modern look?
That's a huge part of it. Smooth walls just project a more contemporary, upscale image. The clean lines are very in line with modern design trends. But it's also about that enhanced product visibility we talked about.
The window gets bigger.
The whole container becomes a window. It's crucial for things like prepared foods, beautiful salads, or gourmet desserts, where the visual appeal is a primary selling point.
Right. And I guess in a super crowded supermarket, it helps you stand out.
That's the third factor, differentiation. Switching from a standard ribbed container to a sleek, smooth one can make a product pop on the shelf. It's a way to signal that your product is different or better.
But it can't be that simple. If you just remove the ribs, doesn't the container get flimsy? You said they needed thicker plastic before.
That is the critical decision. It's not a simple switch. Manufacturers have to either increase the thickness of the plastic to maintain that structural integrity or risk the container failing.
Which means more cost and a bigger environmental print, the exact opposite of the ribbed benefits.
Correct. But here's the calculation brands are making. A properly designed package doesn't have excess material to begin with. So while there might be a marginal increase in cost to switch to a thicker, smooth-walled design, the idea is that this extra cost will be offset by higher sales.
Because the fancy packaging convinces more people to buy it.
That's the goal. The stronger shelf appeal and premium positioning help justify the added expense.
So it really sounds like a strategic choice. There isn't one winner here. It all depends on what you're selling and who you're selling it to.
That's the perfect way to put it. The industry supports both because different products have unique needs. You have to find the right balance for your specific application.
So where are ribbed walls still the undisputed champ?
They are still incredibly popular for value-oriented product lines. Also, any application where pure structural performance is more important than how it looks. And, of course, the traditional bakery and deli items we mentioned. High volume, cost-sensitive stuff.
These are the workhorses of the packaging world.
Exactly. They get the job done reliably and affordably.
And on the other side, what's trending towards smooth walls?
That's where you see the premium prepared foods, specialty, and gourmet items, modern retail environments that are heavily focused on presentation, and any product that is very brand forward, where the packaging itself is considered a key part of the brand experience.
So these are the flashy sports cars.
Yes, trading the reliable sedan for a sports car with tinted windows. It's a perfect analogy. One is practical, the other is all about turning heads.
This has been fascinating. I'll never look at a plastic container the same way again. It's not just a box, it's a statement. Are you the trusty workhorse or the flashy sports car?
It really is. It's a whole world of tiny details that make a huge difference.
I read another great analogy. It said, smart brands know that sometimes you need the packaging equivalent of sensible shoes, and other times, nothing but stilettos will do.
I love that. It's so true. Ultimately, whether it's ribbed for strength or smooth for style, the best packaging does two things. It gets the product home safely, and it makes the customer excited to open it.
A perfect summary. Melody, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for breaking down the great packaging debate for us.
My pleasure, Alec. Anytime you want to talk about the secret life of containers, I'm your person.
I'll hold you to that. That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. Join us next time as we unwrap another fascinating topic. Until then, stay curious about what holds your world together.